Hey folks, and welcome to episode one of the third series of Podcraft. I say episode one, but there was an episode zero really, which was an introduction to the series. So if you want to get a bit more information on what this series is about, go back and listen to episode 00 of series three. So you can find that at podcraft.net/300, and that'll give you an idea of what we're on about. But basically, the principle is that this series is covering the 20 steps you need to cover to create a peerless podcasting website. So I'm taking you through everything you need to do to create a perfect podcasting website. This episode, this is the basic stuff. So this is domains and hosting. So we're going to cover everything you need to do to set up domains and hosting for your website. So what does this mean? When you're setting up a new website, the principle here is that we are creating a property that we own. So we're creating a place that you own on the web for your podcast to live. Now, the principle behind this is that you don't want to be creating something on somebody else's land. You don't want to be putting a lot of work into something that is owned by somebody else. Now, this is what happens on places like Facebook, places like WordPress.com, on places like Tumblr, that type of thing. People put a whole lot of work into pages on these websites, creating spaces for their own customers, for their own brand, for their own passion, their hobby. But really, they don't own this stuff. This is all owned by somebody else. Now, in many cases, you can get your content off there. You could transfer your audience elsewhere. But it's a lot of work to do that. And there's no guarantee that you can do that. Many websites make it very hard for you to move away from their service. So generally, the best principle is always to own your own brand, always own your own content, own your own property. And the best way to do that is to simply have your own website, which you have on your own hosting account under your own domain. Now, just to explain what these mean, and I explained in the first or the introductory episode that this episode is going to be a little bit of basics. So many people will know about this stuff, but many people won't as well. So that's why I want to go through it. So don't feel at all ashamed if you don't know about how domains and hosting works. There are millions of people out there in the same boat. So let's just go through it. So domains are basically the web address that every website on the web lives under. So for example, Podcraft is hosted in, well, actually slightly complicatedly, in a couple of different places. So the main website that Podcraft is hosted on is called The Podcast Host. And the domain for The Podcast Host is thepodcasthost.com. So you'll know lots and lots of .com domain names, like google.com, like facebook.com and the like. So that's what a domain is. A domain name is really just your top level domain. It's the top address under which your website lives. So you can choose yourname.com or yourname.co.uk or yourname.us, whatever you think suits your brand or your website. And that would be your domain. Now, buying a domain is really easy, actually. There's plenty of places around the web that you can buy domains at, many web domain shops. It only costs about £10 a year. The fees vary a little bit depending on what the top-level domain is. By TLD, top-level domain, I mean the bit after the dot. So when I say .com, that's the top-level domain, the .com. Or .co.uk is for the UK where I live. Or you get .us for America, .it for Italy, that type of stuff. So fees do vary slightly depending on which top-level domain you want to go for. But .coms tend to sell for between £5 to £10 per year. So I mean, it costs next to nothing. It costs hardly anything to buy a domain. The only issue being that most of the good domains are already gone. So you might find that your brand or the words that you want to represent your podcast, the name of your podcast, are already gone. For example, Podcraft, my podcast, Podcraft, that you're listening to right now, podcraft.com was actually gone. And it doesn't seem to be for sale. I have looked around, I have tried, but obviously I'm not that bothered about getting podcraft.com, so I'm not going to spend thousands of pounds for it. Podcraft.net does just fine for me, so I bought podcraft.net and that will do just fine. So you might be able to find an alternative top-level domain like .net, .org that you can get your domain on, or you can get a bit imaginative and just put a few more words around it. So I could have done something like podcraftpodcast.com or podcraftforyou.com, something like that. Just add anything to the start and the end of the sort of the main words of the domain, and that could give you what you need for your domain. So I haven't said where you can buy your domain yet, and that's because I recommend actually buying your domain with your hosting. Now, the only exception to that is if you already have web hosting. And you can buy web hosting that will work for a few different websites. So it might be that you already run a website and you want to add your existing podcasting website to that. So it might be that you could buy just a domain on its own and add it to that hosting. Or it might be that you're actually going to add your podcast to an existing website, as in make it a sub folder. So you might have yourshop.com/podcast. So it's up to yourself really what you want to do. But anyway, I think that to buy your domain, you'll be buying it along with your hosting. It makes things a lot easier, because if you buy a domain separately, then there are a few other steps that you have to go through to point that domain at the correct hosting account, so that when people type in your web domain, they type in youraddress.com, it points them at the website that you have then installed on the hosting account. So what is hosting? Hosting is essentially you buying space on a computer on the internet. So that computer then acts as what's called a server, which then anyone then requests your website, anyone says, I want to see this website, then that computer, that server, delivers the files that make up your website to that person. The reason you need this is that if you just had the website, your website on your own computer, for example, for a start, you would need to have your computer on all the time, obviously, because people might want to see your website at any time of the day. They'll say, I want to see this website.com, that website.com, and you have to deliver those files to that person. So that's the images, the text, the video, all that kind of stuff. You have to deliver that stuff to that person so that they can then view it in their browser. But that's just not practical. Obviously, you're not going to have your computer on all the time. The other reason you have to do it is have to have a hosting account rather than do it on your own computer is that your own computer probably just isn't fast enough, actually. It wouldn't be able to deal with the amount of requests that a really popular website could get. So all this means that you're outsourcing that to a hosting account, so a company that deals with hosting alone. So they'll give you a little bit of space on one of their servers. They'll put all your website files on that server. And then every time somebody types in your domain name, that domain name points them to your hosting account, who then say, all right, here you go. There's all the files. There's the images, the files, blah, blah, blah. And send that person that website so they can see your website at any time of the day. Now, hosting's quite easy, quite cost effective to set up. You can get hosting for really cheap, so you can get it from between $5 to $10 a month. So it really doesn't cost very much, and it is actually very easy to work with. A lot of people get put off by the idea of hosting and domains simply because it's perceived as a little bit of a techie subject. You kind of imagine it must be quite complicated to set up a website, but actually, it's really easy, and that's kind of what I want to get across in this series, that it is actually really simple and really easy to set up your own website on which you can host your podcast and really own your content. So you can set up your own space on the web, which you own, you manage, you control, and it's so much more powerful. So let's get down to the details. How do you go about setting this up? So there's a couple of companies that I generally recommend for this purpose. These are kind of entry level. So these are for newer websites. This is on what's called shared hosting, which is kind of the bottom level of the hosting heap, but it's plenty good enough for the vast majority of people. You only move up to more kind of expensive, more complicated hosting stuff when you get a lot more popular and you need a lot more power behind your hosting account. By this level, shared hosting is perfectly fine and you're only looking to spend $5 to $10 a month. So the main one I use is called HostGator. And they have an alligator as their logo. So it's a little bit of a strange representation for a website. But they're a really good company, good support, good packages, and really good prices as well. So I tend to recommend them quite heartily. I use them for a few of my websites and recommend them to a lot of people that I work with. So all you do is you go to the HostGator website. You can get there really easily through my own link, which is podcraft.net/HostGator. That is an affiliate link, so if you do go through that, I really appreciate it. It gives me a small commission. You don't have to at all. You can go straight to the HostGator website if you like. By all means, do that if you prefer not to. But if you enjoy the work I'm doing here, the support, then by all means, go through the affiliate link and it's a small thank you. But yeah, podcraft.net/HostGator. Go to the HostGator website and you'll see there's a range of packages. Choose one that suits you. The very bottom one, I think it's the baby package, actually will suit most people. Or you can move up to the next one and it actually gives you the capability to host more than one website on the account. So if you think you might expand out in future, then by all means upgrade a little bit. It's only a few dollars extra, I believe. Once you've signed up, through the process, it'll ask you to define a domain name as well. So that's where you can buy your domain name too. So when you sign up for hosting, you can actually buy a domain name in the same process. And actually, in most cases, they'll give you that domain name for free as part of your hosting. So it saves you a bit of cost. So that's basically it. That's how you sign up for hosting. I'll give you an alternative. If you don't like HostGator, you can also go to Bluehost. That's probably my second most recommended one. Bluehost are pretty good as well, in all ways. So by all means, go to podcraft.net/Bluehost, and you'll find the Bluehost one. Same options, very similar background, very similar features. Just I tend to use HostGator a little bit more. I've just got more experience with them, so I'm more happy recommending them. But in both cases, you can buy a domain name along with it, and then essentially you'll move on to the next step, which is installing our website as well. And that's what we're going to look at tomorrow in our next lesson. So that's really easy. Don't worry, there's lots of tools provided by HostGator and Bluehost to let you install your website in an automatic way. So don't worry too much about any technicals there. But that's us set up. That's us looking at domains, hosting. That's all about how websites work. So thank you very much for coming through this first lesson in Series 3 of Podcraft with me. And I hope you found it useful. As always, I'd love to get your feedback. Please do pop on the show notes and drop a comment at the bottom. You can find this at podcraft.net/301. Please let me know what you think, whether you've bought a website. Tell me what you've bought, whether you've gone for HostGator or Bluehost. Tell me what domain you've gone for. Happy to give your website a little bit of a plug at the bottom of the show notes if you do that. And also, I'd love it if you give me an iTunes review as well. I really would appreciate that. It helps to get this stuff out to more people. So just pop onto iTunes or whatever service you're using, Stitcher, blah, 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 all the different services. Pop on, give me a review on any of them. I'd really, really appreciate it. Thanks very much for your time on this episode, and we'll see you on the next episode of Podcraft Series 3, where we're going to look at installing your Podcraft website. Thanks very much.